You're listening to SBS News.
Jessie Maymay has Sanfilippo syndrome, one of 70 rare genetic disorders that causes childhood dementia. Her mother, Cindy Lorenz, says throughout her life, her motor skills have deteriorated.
So she started off being able to do most things, and then, you know, by the time she was six, she could no longer, she could no longer feed herself. And then by the time she was eight, her voice had gone. Like she had no words, nothing. But then for a little while, and then it came back, and we found skills come and go.
A world first report set to be released next week shows there is very little understanding of the debilitating nature of childhood dementia and the devastating effect it has on families.
And you're just watching your child slip away every day. And it's, you grieve. I think that we grieve every day while she's still here, you know, because we know she's going, and we try to keep her as strong as possible so that she will be here longer.
This month, a face painting and fundraising campaign is shining a spotlight on this little understood condition that globally takes a child's life every 11 minutes. In Australia, it's estimated 2,300 children are living with dementia, which is a similar number to those with motor neuron disease. Around 90 children die each year in this country, which is about the same number as those who die from childhood cancer. But government funding for childhood dementia research is 20 times lower than it is for childhood cancer. Megan Donnell, Chief Executive of the Childhood Dementia Initiative, says this research sector is grossly underfunded.
So we're calling for increased funding into research, into improvements into the care and support services that are available to families, because we know that the services that are there now are currently not meeting their needs, and the support that they require is quite immense. And we're also calling for childhood dementia to be acknowledged as a health priority.
She says society needs to acknowledge that young people can experience this condition too.
And the reason that diagnosis early is really important, it allows drug development and therapeutic development to be really tested on young children, which is absolutely critical for us if we're ever to move towards getting treatments and cures for these conditions.
Around 75% of those with childhood dementia have a life expectancy of less than 18 years. But Cindy Lorenz says her 20-year-old daughter and others do not have treatment or a cure for their condition. She says while the National Disability Insurance Scheme is providing some support through equipment, there can be delays. Her focus is on ensuring Jessie has a fulfilling life.
Our kids are like your kids, except they're dying every day. And I don't think anybody realises that they're here for a very short time.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.